Ask Me Another has been through a lot of changes over the years, but one thing has remained constant. Best friends of the show, composers Kristen Anderson Lopez and Bobby Lopez, have come back time and time again, including today. Kristen, Bobby, hello.
Hey, hello.
Thanks
for having us back for the last one.
Good. Thank you so much. I have to ask you a question. We've had you on, well, this I think is the seventh time.
Yeah.
I mean this sincerely. How is it that we were able to get you back so many times? Why?
Yeah. What are you thinking? Well, don't you have finger fish to fry?
You've made a miscalculation about the value of having us on the show.
I think it's a bit of a supply and demand kind of formula that you've got some skewed data on.
All right. Well, I like that. It's in your favor. We're like, you are so amazing. You're like, we accept all calls. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just going to ask that the truck that is about to unload a mound of Rubik's Cubes onto your driveway, drive away.
We have a lot left over, as it turns out. So,
How are your bats? Aren't there bats in your driveway?
We have bats in our breezeway.
Breezeway? What is a breezeway?
A breezeway is a...
It's a covered
pathway. It's a New England thing because snow. And so it connects a house to a garage, in our case. And
okay.
The bats, for a while, like we actually built bat houses. We have no mosquitoes up here because there's so many bats.
Nice.
They eat all the mosquitoes. That's a beautiful thing. But also, at the end of the night, they come, they hang out in our breezeway, and they digest all, like, hundreds of pounds of mosquitoes directly onto the walkway, which Bobby just got a bat poop blower.
Yeah, it's kind of like a leaf blower, but it's for bat poop.
Bat poop.
Nice.
Isn't it an appliance specifically for guano? Is that true? Or?
Yeah, it's the Guano Air Guano 3000.
Yeah.
Well, why are bats the only animals that poop guano?
Is that true? Mm. So wait, what do penguins poop?
Well, you know what? But I'm realizing now this is the quiz we should have been playing. We're going to give you...
Whose poop is it?
Whose poop is it? I mean, when you're talking about a finale...
Poop me another.
this internet is telling me that guano is specifically for bats and seabirds.
Hey.
Thank you.
Oh.
You're right.
Thank you. Wow. Ask me another.
Yeah.
So we have a very fun audio quiz for you called VIP Voices.
Ooh.
Ooh.
We are going to play you a past clip of an Ask Me Another VIP, which means a very important puzzler. And you are just going to listen to the audio clip and you're going to tell us who you think it is.
Oh, this is where it's really bad that I remember faces. Not names. The visual learner is going to have some problems right now.
I think you'll be surprised.
Okay.
So let's play a clip, and we're going to go back and forth. Kristen, this one is for you. This guest joined us in 2015. He came back from outer space to recite the lyrics to Taylor Swift's song, Blank Space.
Screaming, crying, perfect storms. I can make all the tables turn. Rose garden filled with thorns. Keep you second guessing like, oh my God, who is she?
That's Patrick Stewart.
That is correct.
Yes, absolutely.
That is amazing.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, he could basically turn anything to make it sound like Shakespeare.
So right? He could read the phone book and I would pay $100 to see it.
I mean, I remember many things about when he came on the show, but he, at the time, lived in Brooklyn. And so he walked to the venue, which is just a funny thing to think of.
All right, Bobby, this guest starred in the Netflix series Russian Doll, and she joined us in 2016 to tell us what she keeps in her bag.
I always carry a spare pair of panties.
Smart.
Sunglasses and prescription glasses.
Right.
And Nicorette and cigarettes, lighter, backup lighter, Metro card, $20, Amex, Visa, ID.
That's Natasha Lyonne.
That is
correct. Yes. That is right.
She brought her dog root beer, and her dog was backstage the whole time making a lot of noise, if I recall correctly.
Audio engineer is freaking out.
Yeah.
I'm having like sense memory back to like whether I listened to these podcasts in our car or in our kitchen.
Yes.
All right, Kristen.
Okay.
You know this guest from Broadway. In 2019, she joined us in Houston, Texas to share her love of 7-Eleven Slurpees.
It's the combination of the crushed ice with the Coca-Cola feel. So it's the burn of a Coke. Do you guys know what I mean? Some of you know. And then with the ice, and it never gets melty. I love Slurpee, okay?
Yeah.
And I love 7-Eleven. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
And I'm not being paid.
No.
That would be the amazing Kristen Chenoweth.
Absolutely. You remember that show too, Jonathan, where Kristen all of a sudden, like she just decided to sing.
Yeah.
Or in the answer to a clue, and she just like without opera and like at an operatically high range, and I don't remember hearing her do a warm up or anything.
No, she can just go. That's her trick.
Yeah.
She goes like, except like just like out of nowhere. That.
Yeah, it's insane. All right, Bobby, this is the last one. It is for you.
Wow.
This reality TV mentor joined us in 2016, and he told us he wasn't always so confident in his sartorial choices.
I know who it is. I know who it is.
You already know.
I've been a fan of Pocket Squares forever, but I could never do it. I would experiment. I'd put my jacket out on my bed. I'd flatten it out. I'd stick the pocket square in. I'd think, it looks all right. Then I'd put the jacket on, look in a mirror, and say, you look like an ass.
Well, I know his name is Tim. It's Tim.
It's not a sword. It's not a
spear.
Spear.
Tim Spear.
Not a spear. It's not a candlestick. It's not a rope.
There can be water ones.
Oh, Tim Gunn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tim Gunn is correct. Yes. He is the nicest, kindest man. When Tim came on the show, I went up to say hi to him, and he said, well, you must be Jonathan Colton. What a pleasure it is to meet you. I enjoy your work. And I was like, wow, that guy really, he did his research. He went out of his way to say hello, and I was very touched.
Aww.
Is that what we should have
done?
Should we have done
that? I know. And you kind of blew it. You guys kind of blew it.
You must be Jonathan Colton. I hear That's you right. have a cruise.
And then years later, I was at, I was at a red carpet event, and I was wearing a tuxedo. And he was also at this red carpet event, also wearing a tuxedo. I went up to say hello to him, and I was prepared to do the thing where I was like, I don't know if you remember me, but you were on the show, ask me another. And as I started to launch into that, he cut me off, and he said, well, it's Jonathan Colton. It's a pleasure to see you again, and you clean up very nice. It's just like, wow. He's a superhero of kindness, truly.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Thank you so much, Chris and Bobby. Thank you for being such great friends of the show, always, always showing up and having so much fun with us.
Well, we've always loved this show. Thank you so much for making it. Thanks for making it for 9 years.
Thank you for for not doing your research and thinking that we are bigger celebrities than we are. I really appreciate that. And truly, we've some of the best times we've ever had in the car with our family have been listening to your wonderful puzzles and songs and learning so much. And I just hope it comes back in another form or next month. As like,
That's
guess
very
what?
Sweet.
It's
Thank
Ask
you.
Me Another.
Holocast.
Ask Me Another.
It was all a joke.
It was all a joke. Yeah. Thank you so much. See you soon.
Thanks. In the Broadway world, we say happy trails.
Oh, yes. Indeed. That's
so
a good one.
Happy trails to you.
Until next time.
Until we meet again.
After the break, we'll play our final music parody. One might call it our endgame. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.